This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States on Tuesday again vetoed a draft United Nations Security Council resolution on the Israel-Hamas war, blocking a demand for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire as it instead pushes the 15-member body to call for a temporary ceasefire linked to the release of hostages held by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says the U.S. is eager to continue working on a resolution.
One that would see a temporary ceasefire as soon as practicable, based on the formula of all hostages being released, and one that would get aid into the hands of those Palestinians who so desperately need it.
13 council members voted in favor of the Algerian drafted text while Britain abstained. The bullet-riddled body of a man found in Spain is now believed to be that of a Russian defector, Maxim Kuzminov, who escaped across the front line and into Ukraine last year with an army helicopter. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The body was found February 13th in La Cala near the eastern port city of Alicante. He had been shot half a dozen times and run over by a car. Spain's civil guard said they found documents on the body that initially identified him as a 33-year-old Ukrainian, but police now believe it was the man who defected by flying into Ukraine with the help of Ukrainian intelligence. According to the Russian state news agency TASS, the head of Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service told journalists Kuzminov was a traitor and a criminal who became a, quote, moral corpse, unquote, as soon as he started planning his crime. Reports said a burning car was found near the area later, but the civil guard could not confirm that it was the one used in the attack. I'm Jennifer King.
Meanwhile, the U.S. will announce a major package of sanctions against Russia on